1. HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drama on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation on this Free Your Mind Friday Christmas edition about bad gift giving and what does it say about your relationship. My guests are Stacey J. Johnson from Centric TV's From the Bottom Up and author of Date Girl 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men. And of course, we have filmmaker, activist, and author Jenks Morton. He's on the line, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Joe. Joe, calling from Capitol Heights. You have some thoughts about this multiple dating thing. Go right ahead.
Yes, I do. And I agree with the wonderful lady there. But let me ask you a question. Why is it that only women should multiple date? Men should do it right, too, right?
Oh, well, let me say this, Joe. First of all, men have been doing it right since men were created, honestly. I think that men have it all together. I don't think that there's a man out there that pre-gives his monogamy away to any woman. If anything, we're showing up saying, baby, ain't it time for us to... I mean, we've been dating for the last 6 months. Can we... And you're like, hey, let's slow it down. I want to get to know you. So, you know, men have been doing it right for ages. What I'm saying is women, take one good note from them. That's one. Keep your monogamy until he shows himself deserving. And let me tell you something, Joe. If you meet a woman who she's dating multiple men, in my book, I say she has to tell you. Because there's nothing that can come out of a lie good.
Okay. I'm going to share something with you. I've been married three times to three wonderful women.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I still have a great relationship with all three of them.
Well, I think that's great.
Two of them have been remarried. I've been to their houses, met their husband, had dinner with them and things like that. Because of the fact that I don't feel like they messed up anything. I did.
Oh.
Okay? But I'm being very honest with you. And like I said, I strongly agree that you got to get out there and know somebody before you just that thing about having sex with because I know you over a couple of days. No, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work mm-hmm. at all.
Okay.
Okay. To me, that shows a sign of disrespect.
I see.
The gentleman with the question I want to ask the announcer is, what is a bad gift?
Oh, man. How much time do you have?
I'm a little bit skeptical about that because I thought the gifts came from the heart.
Yep.
Well, here's my opinion about a bad gift. A bad gift is anything that immediately shows that you did not consider the person who is going to receive it.
But does the gift come from the heart?
Not always. Sometimes gifts come because it's last minute and you didn't think about it until you remembered that, oh, my gosh, Christmas Day is Sunday. Or, oh, my gosh, her birthday is today. Or, oh, my gosh, our anniversary is today. Or it's Tuesday at 2 o'clock and you didn't think about giving her something.
So you just go pick up something that's just whatever.
Yeah.
Why can't I just give her some more gifts of love?
Why can't you do what now?
I give her more gift of love. Just because I go to the store and purchase something on a commercial thing.
Well, yeah, but we're not talking about love today. We're talking about gifts.
We're talking about gifts and Christmas.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you go get a gift, you have to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Tell me the difference in it.
That's the period.
You know what? See, you know, Joe. See that's why you married three times.
Let me say this to Joe.
I'll tell you one thing. All three of them will tell you we got a great relationship.
And I'm glad.
I will admit to you, to your face, I'm the one that screwed up.
Okay,
Harold.
Yeah,
I was working around 3,000 women, and I tried to deal with all of them. Okay?
Oh Lord, have mercy.
But by the same token, I respected my home, took care of them, but they couldn't deal with me.
Yeah, go ahead, Jenks. Go ahead.
No, I was really thinking about when you asked me what's the worst gift. I can't think. And here's my point. You guys are talking about the focus of the energies of the person who's giving it, and it's about the person who receives it. And if you're not receiving it with, like, this kind of contentment or gratitude or just thankfulness, that's when you reject a gift. Like I said, when I get anything, I'm like, it's whatever. I'm great. Janks, if I get anything.
I like that.
Janks, I'm going to get my violin and I'm going to start playing it for you in a second.
You know what? You
but let me say this.
Joe, I'm going to have to let you go, but thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. A violin for what? I'm serious and I'm not.
No, Janks, let me tell you why. I respect what you're saying, but let me tell you this. First of all, that was beautiful. Yes, and you're exactly right. A person should be they should be grateful for any gift they're giving.
Here comes the but.
Exactly.
Here comes the but.
But yeah. I think that if you have been listening to your partner or your you know what she wants, you know what she likes. You know if, like, for instance, if she goes to Tink to get her hair done and you get a gift certificate at Tiny down there on 5th and whatever, then you know I go get my hair done over here. Why you go? I don't want to go to that woman. My hair is...
You just flipped it from... I'm talking about as a husband and a father. I'm not talking about me giving to her. I'm talking about receiving as a dad.
But my question was, and we were talking specifically about what would be a bad. I was asked,
yeah, but I went through the inventory. What was the worst gift? And I can't think of nothing because
okay.
I literally what was something bad? And I I'm not trying to say I'm this dude, but whenever I get something, it's like, wow, somebody thought of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm cool with it. And this goes back to my single. I'm not just talking about being married, like, you know. I can't tell the story on the radio. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah,
I was just thinking about one time and this thing happened. I'm like, wow, somebody thought of me. And it's just always been like that because I was taught you always have a spirit of gratuity and thankfulness for anything. And I don't care if it's the wrong hairdo shop or it's the wrong, even the wrong ring size, or if it's the wrong toenail polish color, whatever it is. You still take
it. Toenail polish color. Come on now.
Well, here's the thing. Janks, you said that you never received a bad gift, and you know why?
Why?
Because your wife knows you,
and she pays attention.
And she pays
I'm not talking
attention.
About my wife. I'm talking about all through my history.
Okay, and let
the
us
other
say
women that, in your life.
They know you. They paid attention. I guarantee you. Let me go back to the phones. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Bobby. Hey, Bobby. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Bobby, are you there? Bobby, give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Melvin, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Melvin. What's on your mind?
Yes. I think the greatest gift that you can give is just showing your love every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because all those monetary gifts, they all fade away in time. Just show your love. Show compassion every day in life. And I think that's it.
Okay. Well, and certainly that is a wonderful sentimental gesture. And I will not discount that. But we're talking about gift giving.
Yeah.
And I think that is really one of the critical things. But Melvin, like I said, I don't discount that. And this is what I was saying to you, Janks. And I'm going to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see what Stacey J has to say. Because here's my thing. My pet peeve with brothers is that, you know, they have the reputation of not thinking, of not putting it together. And I remember when I was married to my daughter's mother, and I bought her, and we were married, Stacey J, so that you don't have to do the blue box lecture for me. I bought her some diamond earrings.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was I froze them in ice cubes, okay? Because
I'm melting. That's so nice.
And then I put them in a glass of water. Uh-huh. These, you know, she wasn't going to choke on them. I made sure. The deal is, doing that was difficult because making sure they stay, you know, getting the ice right and all of that.
Yes.
You know.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Janks.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you a question. I wish we had your wife on the phone.
Yeah.
Because, Harold, let me say this. I wish there was a camera here. I was melting. That was a sweet gesture. And let me tell you what made that sweet. It was thoughtful. It was something different. It was something special. It was
a fairy tale.
Well, no, it wasn't a yes. fairy tale because he made he delivered a fairy tale.
Is it's a reality that was it was dreamlike. It was
and that was the point.
I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
And you went out of your way.
Not really.
No. You went out of your way because you never would have put an earring in an ice cube.
But yeah,
and you never would have watched to make sure it didn't melt.
I mean, but again, you got to think about it.
And I think men sometimes, and I'm not about to male bash because I think that men do have it figured out sometimes more than women as far as dating goes. But I can tell you what I think that happens with gift giving with men. Sometimes they're not thinking. Like you just said, they're not thinking, okay, what last month did she say she wanted? Or she was going to buy herself. How can I relieve her of some stress that she was trying to buy this for herself, but I bought it for her? And she opens it up on Christmas and, oh my God, I was going to get this. It shows subtextually for me something that is deeper than the gift. It's showing that he's thinking about you. Even when you're just walking and you're like, oh, this is nice. I really would like this. And he is not. And it's just, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jinx.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call me Scrooge.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Gloria calling from D.C. Hey, Gloria, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling about the gift giving.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Actually, this is about a gift that I never received.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You said this is about a gift you've never received.
I never received, yes.
And you said you never received them at all?
Well, I woke up that morning, came out, there were all these gifts here, started opening them. They were all for the cat.
Oh, wait, you were married? I'm sorry.
This was my partner for about 16 years.
And all of the gifts under the tree were for the cat?
For the cat.
Oh.
And did it happen like that every year?
No, that was the only time.
Was this the first year? This was the 16th year?
About the 15th, 14th, 15th.
Is this person still around?
No.
Well, then there you have it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Wow.
Wow. The cat.
All for the cat.
Is the cat still around?
It was cool. I mean, I love the cat, so it was good watching her have fun.
Mm-hmm. What does that say when, and here's the other thing. You know, so what does it say, and we can't ask Jenks this because he gets.
It says that you cannot expect. It also said that I certainly wasn't number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Go ahead, Jenks.
He was comfortable enough. I don't know.
I think the comfortable enough thing, he just didn't even have to think about you. Just get the cat some gifts, and you know, you ain't going nowhere because you've been there for 16 years. But you showed him bye-bye.
Jenks, was he sending a message?
Probably. That's almost inconsiderate to me. But here's the other side, the Mary side. I bought more gifts for our kids this Christmas than I did for my wife.
Yeah, but your kids aren't cats.
Well, it doesn't say that I'm prioritized, that they're more important to me than my wife.
Right.
You understand? Yeah. I think that was a launch across the bow. Like, I need to say something. You know what? Here, you're not hearing me? Here you go. I'm not going to. That was almost mean-spirited. I don't want to go too far with it, but it was like a message in there. Way beyond the cat.
Crazy, yeah. I mean, if you're buying gifts for the cat and not buying something for your mate, first of all, you know, all the cat wants is tuna. You know, and kitty.
And a little something to jump on every now and then.
And scratch on, exactly. Yep. You know, yeah. So, well, Gloria, are you anticipating getting gifts on Sunday?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Are you anticipating gifts on Sunday?
Oh, no, we're not together.
No, but I mean, that's old. That's gone. But what about now?
No, I'm not in a relationship now.
Well, you know what? Treat yourself.
That's right, Gloria.
Treat yourself.
Take yourself and get a nice massage or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Gloria, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about gifts during this holiday season and what they say about your relationship or don't say about your relationship. Give us a call. We'll be back in.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, this is a Free Your Mind Friday, and we're talking about bad gift giving and what it says about your relationship. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Blue, calling from Florida. Blue, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey. Hey. First of all, I want to say that I've definitely been enjoying the show. I know I speak quickly, so tell me if it's too quickly.
Go ahead.
But there are two things. One, in regards to enjoying the show, I think that some of the people that have called and have talked about the absence of gift giving and mm-hmm. what's important in regards to sentiment, I think especially at this time of year, I think that that's relevant and should always definitely be understood. But in the context of gift giving, I think one of the things that came to mind when I just listened to the last caller, Gloria, and I think this is relevant, and she talked about her partner, and she used the word partner specifically and said she was with someone for 16 years, and they mm-hmm. got a lot of gifts for the cat.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought was funny, especially with the Free Your Mind, was everyone assumed her partner was a guy.
Except me.
Well, she said it was a guy.
No, she didn't.
Didn't she say that at the very end? She said she said he at the very end.
No, no, no.
No, she did.
Several other people said he. She never ever did.
But even if it wasn't...
Free your mind.
Okay. But Blue, but even if it, let us say that this is, a lesbian relationship, what does that have to do with anything?
No, what it has to do with anything is, like, specifically, so you've got Free Your Mind playing, and I was just like, as I'm listening to this and enjoying mm-hmm. the show immensely, I just thought that it was really interesting that everyone kept doing this in a heterosexual context. You know, gifts are... So
I really thought she said he, but I could be wrong.
I heard her say he didn't at the very end.
No, she did not.
Okay, but here's my point. Nope. Does that matter? if you have a spouse, a partner, gay, straight, whatever, if you like them and you have money to buy gifts for the cat... what happened to ball and string for the cat and going on ahead? And,
exactly.
Yeah. So Blue, what's the point?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah. The only thing that I was bringing to mind was just the relevance of that, because that makes everyone included in this conversation. That's it.
Okay.
But I totally agree with you.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. You still go to...
Everyone is definitely included.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are you expecting on Sunday? What are you expecting on Sunday?
I'm expecting a lot of love. I'm actually in a transition. I'll be moving from Southeast Florida to Atlanta, and I do very well. So everything I need, I can buy for myself. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I'm okay. I'm very, very
But wait
well.
A minute.
But I'm giving very good gifts.
No, but hold on. Yes. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
You heard what she said?
Yeah.
She said everything that she needs, she can buy
she
for
can
herself.
Buy herself.
This is not about whether or not you can or cannot. My question was, what are you, first of all, do you have someone who may buy you something that you need or want?
Oh, that's what I just said. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm a great gift giver, and it would be my expectation that someone would give me things that were personalized and met my needs.
So I think that's
mm-hmm. right on as far as that goes.
Okay, well, Blue, I hope that you were not blue on Sunday. And
I will not be.
There you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I can tell. Nice talking to you, Blue.
Go ahead.
I can tell you a gift for single women mm-hmm. and married women. I don't know. Tell me, and I'm married women, please chime in, because I'm coming from the point of view of a single woman. Don't get me lingerie. Like, I don't want a man to get me lingerie. That has subtextually some things in there that our relationship would not be giving. Why are you getting me lingerie? That is the worst. That would say the most horrible thing to me. Like,
which
where is your mind?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Stacey, is that I don't want nobody buying my drawers for me.
Yeah. And then, God forbid, they get you some garter belts or some type of furry house shoes.
Remember how we started the conversation? Like, I would go get something, trying to get something out of my wife. That's what all that stuff is. I want to dress you up like a doll, baby, so you can service me.
But what if she likes that kind of stuff?
She'll go get it herself.
Yeah, I think that women, and we're very picky with those types of things, and it's very personal.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? What if the hole is in the wrong place? It's in the place where you want, sometimes those lingerie items, the holes are cut off, out
in
two.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, whatever, guys. There are cutouts in some of this. Go to Victoria's Secret. Yes, there are holes cut out in different places.
But is that on the clearance table with the holes in it?
Whatever. Lingerie is the worst gift to give a woman, I believe, single or married. Definitely single.
Okay. Are there deal breakers, Jenks, when it comes to, well, not for you, but because you just, you know, if somebody could give you a half-eaten cookie, if it's from your wife, you're just fine.
A deal breaker would be a note saying, I'm leaving you for another guy.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Although that could be a gift depending on the relationship that you had with her prior to the note.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. You're into the relationship and you get a note saying, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad gift.
But
oh, it's in a card. I'm sorry.
So for you, there is no
deal. It says Merry Christmas
and
Happy Holidays.
Happy holidays. Move your stuff. You know, those kind of things.
You got a month.
all of that. But. I'm sorry. I might have been the wrong guess for this.
No, not at all.
I can't think. It's just not processing with me where I have received something. And you know, as whittled down as it is, the wife saves you half a dinner from when you go out and buy dinner for everybody, and some left for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Thank you.
So here's the thing, though. You mentioned, you know, Stacey J, about the lingerie. Outside of the lingerie issue,
mm-hmm.
It seems that, you know, that women will be upset if they don't get the kind of gift that they expect. Do you think, however, whether it's lingerie or anything else, perhaps even a deal breaker, that it is appropriate to get upset if you believe that it is from his heart, even if it's not the right gift?
Well, let me say this. I've received gifts before, mm-hmm. and they could have been from their heart. Don't ask me where they are then. Oh, what, babe, why didn't you put on that dress?
Oh.
Why didn't you wear that pair of shoes? why didn't you then don't expect me because you've given me this because this is what you want me to wear or you want me to smell like this and things like that. And you haven't paid attention to the things I like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me where they are.
Stacey, we just came full circle. We're in perfect agreement. I just said that.
Jakes, we are.
Yeah, we're perfect. Like I just said, if I get you something looking to get something from you, i.e. lingerie, i.e. perfume because it's what I like, the only thing where we kind of diverge a little bit is that when I was single, the whole personal attention thing that you guys are talking about, I
mm-hmm.
get it. I really do. I was like I said, again, top of the Eiffel Tower, the whole thing. I got that.
Yes.
Really, that's, you know, oh, until you find out there's 10 other guys up there proposing to, but that's another story. So,
but that's okay, honestly.
You know, original, creative, and catered to me. I hear that, but there's just some substantive things that happen on the other side that one of the greatest thing, your wife comes in and says, I love what you did for the kids today. That's a good one. I'm good. And I'm not saying that the romance is removed. I'm not saying that the gift
I was about to ask you about that.
Yeah.
No, it's not removed. It's taken on a new inculcation. It's just different. It's just really, really different. Like, you know, we wake up this morning, honey.
Jenks, I hope you go shopping, though, really, and get your wife some
stuff.
Yeah,
really.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep it real with you.
And you want me to go for you, man? I'll go for you.
I might go for you because I probably know.
Here's how into my wife and I are. If you go out and get something for her, she would know that I didn't get it.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, we're really just there for motivation because we think you should get her something.
No, I'm not saying that it won't. And we're the other thing, we're both former JWs, so that's another funny Christmas thing.
JWs?
JWs, Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Yeah, well, then there you go.
It's still, and even the gift giving, so like, you know, the Eurocentric gift giving whole thing around
mm-hmm.
all the holidays. It's just not our thing.
I see.
You go deeper. You see what you get, Harold? You go deeper. And Jenks, we got you now.
Here's a Christmas gift from my kids to me. I take them out every year, and we go to Five Below. And whatever you can fill up in the basket, you get to take home. That's Christmas for them. We don't call it Christmas, but that's what it is.
So how old are your kids?
5 and 7.
Well, see, and that's, I mean, that's fun.
That's an 18-month-old. But then this year, I'm like, they get there, and they stall out about 3 minutes into the game. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, we just, the girl, 5 years old, we get stuff all the time. You know, let's go eat.
Yeah, okay.
They're just used to it. It's the gift-giving and the love and the romance or whatever you want to dress it up as. Is a continuous process, thoughtful process between all of us all the time.
Well, I want to, I think that's beautiful, Jenks, especially the relationship it seems like you have with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I think that's creative as well. The Eiffel Tower, it doesn't matter if 10 people up there, whatever. But you know what? Before we go, I want to make sure I tell y'all three top gifts to give single women. Not from a, it doesn't have to be from a man. It's just if you got a niece, a auntie or something that's single. Number one, of course, my book. Date Girl, 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men.
And what's the website again for your book?
Yes, Stacey, Stacijae, Johnson.com. Or you can go to Amazon online and Barnes & Nobles.
Okay.
Gift number two, just a man. That would be great. If we could just put a man up under the tree. That is a great gift for a single woman. Gift number
wrapped?
Three, wrapped. Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
wrapped.
In this day and age, definitely wrapped.
Gift number three, an online dating year subscription to some type of membership online dating. Because I believe that women.
Go Lord, Tinder.
It needs to be something you pay for, because all that other stuff I don't know. Because for me, honestly, one of the things my single girlfriends always say, if I didn't have to pay for the membership, it's something about with them paying for it. So if you have a single girlfriend out there, give her a free online year subscription to online dating. Did you know 60%. One out of three marriages or connections come these days from online dating.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, a lot of people have
a great gift.
Have had a lot of luck, you know, with doing that. And you know, hey, more power to you. Listen, it's Christmas weekend, so please, when you're out and about shopping and the like, please be kind to the people that you run into. Or that you don't want to run into in the parking lot. You know, give somebody a parking space. There are plenty of parking spaces there. Say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all of that stuff. Please, the best gift is a gift of kindness for this weekend. Stacey J. Johnson and Jenks Morton, thank you so much. Jenks, good to talk to you, man. Take care, and I'm sure we'll see you in a new film in the new year.
Yes, we are.
All right, that is the Daily Drum. On SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, December 23rd, for News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler, and Bobby Adams. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me on Facebook at Harold Fisher, WHUR, or Twitter at H Fisher, WHUR, or, of course, Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on the radio.